The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Rebound comes out to Journey Erickson. Erickson pushes it up the floor with the Mustangs. Tries to stay out of the double team. On the baseline, they'll get it to Monroe. Seiler into the paint. The shot up. The shot good for Dakota Jamison, and he is fouled.
Tonight, week two of the winter sports season begins in Axtell as the Wildcats welcome in the Silver Lake Mustangs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Ball knocked away. Steal is made. Kit Wells coming up the floor with it. Takes it right into the defender and lays it up and in. And back-to-back buckets for Axtell. Takes the lead back out to five.
Axtell is off to a 2-0 start on the season, while Silver Lake split their games on opening weekend. It's the Mustangs and Wildcats coming up next. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Axtell High School with sports director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Axtell High School. It is Tuesday night basketball, the first Tuesday night of the 2014-15 regular season as the Wildcats take on the Mustangs of Silver Lake. This has become a traditional Tuesday night matchup between these two schools. Up first, the girls' game, Axtell 2-0. We got to see them against Pleasanton to open the season where their defense held down the Bulldogs, and then they got a little offense going in a one-point win over Bertrand, where they had the lead most of the way but had to hit a bucket in the last 5 seconds to win it by one. For Silver Lake, they start off with Deschler. That's always been a battle for Silver Lake. Deschler got him on opening night again this year, and then they were able to bounce back and defeat Hartland Lutheran. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We've also got basketball in Hastings tonight as Adams Central is hosting Sandy Creek, and that is currently underway on 1230 AM KHAS. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for the Mustangs, number two is a 5'2 senior, Josie Parr. Number 12, 5'5 senior, Alyssa Ehrman. Number 14, 5'6 junior, Sydney Parr. Number 20, 5'7 junior, Jocelyn Grable. And number 32, 5'9 junior, Sydney Scupa. Scupa and Grable each averaging 10 points a game in their first two contests. Head coach at Silver Lake is Joshua Drake, assisted by Brett Pohl and Alyssa Willicott, as we said, 1-1. For Axtell, number 10 is a 5'5 senior, Kit Wells. Number 15 is a 5'5 sophomore, Reagan Miller. Number 24, 5'10 senior, Hannah Kring. Number 32 is a 5'7 sophomore, Season Melama. And number 34 is a 5'10" sophomore, Sophie Melama. Kring leads the team with 13 points in her first two games. The head coach of the Wildcats is Kelly Cooksley, assisted by Callie Arnold. Axtell is 2-0 on the season. They were listed as a contender in the D1 preseason top 10 by the Lincoln Journal-Star. And that's the starting line. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. More after this.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Other basketball that's going on around the area tonight. The Grand Island Central Catholic girls are playing at St. Paul. The rest are doubleheaders. Franklin at Amherst. Arcadia Loop City's at Ansley Litchfield. Kennesaw's at Bruning Davenport Chickley. Central City's at Centura. Alma's at Elm Creek. Bertrand at Elwood. Lexington's at Minden. Cambridge is at Southern Valley. High Plains is at Sutton. And that is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip is next.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? with their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See CappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The national anthem here at Axtell as we get ready for tonight's basketball action. It's a full week. We've got basketball. We've got wrestling. We've got the winter sports season rolling for you, and we look forward again to covering the area teams as they get ready to head through this first month of the season. Before you know it, we're into Christmas, and look out after that. So Thursday, we will be in Wood River as the Eagles take on St. Paul. And then on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic and Adams Central Girls. Friday, we will have the Elwood Pleasanton basketball doubleheader here on Classic Hits. Kearney High at Lincoln High on ESPN. Kearney High Millard South Saturday on ESPN. And the Amherst O'Neill wrestling duel will be here on Classic Hits Saturday afternoon. The ball is in the air, and we are underway. And the opening tip is going to be controlled here by the Axtell Lady Wildcats. Don't be surprised to see a low-scoring defensive ball game here as Silver Lake comes out in a man-to-man. They're a little bit maybe stronger at the post. It'll be interesting to see what Axtell does. They like to get out, run, break. Half-court offense sometimes isn't their favorite thing to look at. With it is Crane, guarded by Scupa. Over on the right wing, Melba back up top. They'll go to Miller. Reagan holds the ball above her head and goes up to the top of the circle to Kit Wells. Swing it over to Melba. Couple of dribbles, nowhere to go. To her sister on the baseline, season to Sophie. Sophie squares up, skip pass over the top. Here is a three-pointer on the way. It's off the heel, no good by Miller. And the defensive rebound brought down by Sydney Parr. And up the floor, Scupa. Scupa weaves her way all the way through. Left-handed layup is good. Sid Scupa with the first bucket of the ball game, and just attacked the hoop there. A little bit of Silver Lake showing Axtell what they like to do. Off the pick with it, Miller swings it over to the left wing, keeping everything on the perimeter right now. Crang on the left wing. She'll try a three-pointer. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound comes down to the backside again to Silver Lake's Grable. Grable pushes the ball up the floor. Numbers aren't there, so she'll hand it off to Ehrman. Back to Grable. Axtell's going to start in a man-to-man defense as well. First 90 seconds of this basketball game. Over on the right wing, they'll get it down to the low post to Sid Parr. Parr loses it off her foot, trying to run it down to the corner. Grable will. Looked at the hoop from three-point land, not there. Into the post, Scupa makes a move to the right hand. Off the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Reagan Miller. Up the floor comes Wells into the corner. Melba. Season pulls up from 14. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound, Kring back up, no good. Scupa will come down with the rebound. Might have even got a little fingernail on that shot attempt of Kring. 2 minutes in, it's 2-0 Silver Lake. First quarter of our girls' game. On the left wing with it is Parr. Parr down to the low block. The ball's loose on the floor, and we're going to get a travel because Sydney Parr from Josie Parr lost her balance. First turnover of the basketball game, and dropping back in half-court defense will be Silver Lake. Not a lot of teams want to pressure Axtell because they know Wells and Miller can pretty much handle it themselves. On the right elbow high post, Sophie Melba hands it off to Wells, drives to the baseline, kicks it back out. Miller didn't handle it cleanly, so they'll reset. Melba on the right wing, Sophie up top, Season. Everything on the right side, she'll pull up from 10, and it's good. Season with the first bucket here for Axtell, and it's 2-2. Pressure being put on the backcourt here by the Axtell Wildcats, throwing over the top of it into the front court. Parr, Sydney attacks the left baseline, and a hand check foul going to be called on Sophie Melba. That'll be the first foul of the game. And again, that's a point of emphasis, and I think maybe the teams have already figured that out in the first weekend. We saw a ton of fouls called last week. Inbounds pass Silver Lake underneath their own hoop. Get it to Irma to the left-hand corner. Trying to set up Parr. Get it down the left-hand corner. They'll go to Grable. And nothing there. So they'll reset it up top against the man-to-man here of the Wildcats. Grable comes through to the right-hand corner. Pops a 15-footer. Got it. Jocelyn Grable makes it 4-2 in front of Silver Lake. There's some good-looking shots already in this basketball game. Mustangs look like they could be a force to be reckoned with this season. The Mustangs are always back and forth. This year they are a D2 school, and Axtell's going to get the ball underneath the Kring. Kring drives it in and foul. Anna Kring a chance at a three-point play here. It didn't look like that was going to go, but we're all tied up. And a chance at a three-point play, and subs already rolling into the game. The foul called on Sydney Parr. For Axtell, they'll go with Ashley Snell and Sam Trampy. Coming out will be Sophie Melema along with Reagan Miller. And the free throw by Kring is up and in. And the three-point play will give Axtell their first lead at 5-4. 4:45 to go here in the first quarter of play. Silver Lake working in the pressure. They break it. Scoop on the right wing. Gets it to Parr into the corner. Grable just about stepped out of bounds, but she saved it. Scoop is double-teamed. Good pass to the high post. 15-footer on the way. Won't go for Ehrman. And then it bounces off the iron and through. So it looked like it was going to clank off the iron, and it went high in the air and dropped through anyway. So Silver Lake will get the bucket to go up 6-5. Here's another three. Sam Trampy will try it. No good. Backside rebound. The guards are fighting for it. It's going to go out of bounds off of Wells. She was battling over there with Parr. And now into the ball game for Axtell. We're going to see Jordan Popple, 5'6", sophomore. So maybe a little more depth here for Axtell. Silver Lake really goes only about six girls deep so far. As they break the press, backside is wide open. Coming in with a left-hand layup and drawing the foul will be Sydney Parr. The ball won't fall. Clanked around all portions of the rim and fell off the side. So two free throws coming up here for Parr. Sydney the junior, Josie the senior. The foul called on Sam Trampy, her first. And the free throw is on the way and short, no good. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Campbell, Axtell, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Part of a doubleheader tonight. Second free throw is good. So Parr gets 1-2, 7-5 Mustangs in a very active first 4 minutes of our contest. Snell with it between the circles. Off the screen, gets it to Melema. Sees it back up top to Snell. Left-hand dribble on the left-hand side of the court just stays there. In a weave, they'll give it back to Melema. Dribbles to the left post. It's knocked off of her hip and into the backcourt. Run down there by Hannah Kring. It is still Axtell ball. No over and back because it was touched by Silver Lake. On the right elbow with it, driving. Popple going to take a 12-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Ehrman. And it's one and done for Axtell again. Over the double team, Josie Parr in the front court. All the way down to the left-hand corner. Doesn't like it and kicks it back out. Swing it over to Grable. And she'll settle it down between the circles. Over to Parr, left wing, trying to post up Scupa. The bounce pass goes off an Axtell leg and out of bounds. Back into the ball game will be Reagan Miller and Sophie Melema. 7-5 the score in favor of Silver Lake here on the road. Mustang ball underneath their own hoop. Looking, throws it up top. Into the hands of Herman against the man-to-man. We're going to get a travel called. Second turnover for the Mustangs. Axtell, no pressure in the backcourt. They'll easily bring the ball up here with Miller. Swings it over to the right side. Snell looking for some offense, keeping it around the perimeter again. Again, not much going on the inside. Looking for Melema. The pass goes through the paint. It's loose. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Silver Lake. And it'll be Axtell ball on the sideline. Back in will be Kit Wells. And checking out will be Popple. Axtell takes it out in front of the Silver Lake bench in the front court here. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 7-5. Backside wide open. Here's a little 8-footer that comes up short by Ashley Snell. And the ball is grabbed by Ehrman. She was probably too open. And the press broke again, driving in. Grable puts it up, too strong. Defensive rebound grabbed by Miller. And we're headed the other way. Miller with the right hand dribbled up the right side of the court, stops at the arc, doesn't take it, and dishes it off to Snell. Down to the baseline, Wells, she'll take the 11-footer, no good, but the offensive rebound, Melema once, no, twice, no. And a rebound brought down by Jocelyn Grable. So two bunnies there that could not be converted, and a travel for Silver Lake. So we had a little action offensively, some good shots in the first 3 minutes. Last couple of minutes have been a little sloppy, a little overplayed, some missed shots. Axtell will try to remedy that here, down by two. Melema at the top of the circle. We're on the right wing. Snell down to the block. Bellema. Season tries to make a move on the post, and she's going to get hooked. And that foul could be on Grable, would be her first and the team second. Kring will check back in here, and Season Bellema will get her first breather with 2:18 to go in quarter number one. 7-5, Silver Lake maintains the lead. They'll go out to Sophie. High post shot rejected, but falls right into the hands of Kring. Another jumper is up by Wells. It rattles in and out. No good. Scupa will grab the rebound. And it is still a two-point lead for the Mustangs. Axtell has got some looks. They just haven't been able to convert most of them. As Ehrman drives it to the right baseline, gets into some traffic, forces the shot. No good. Good defense that time by Kit Wells. And then a frustration foul on Ehrman, reaching in to commit the foul on Wells. Got herself into some dribble drive trouble down there on the baseline and threw it up, a little frustrated that she couldn't get the rebound and kept poking at it, calling for the foul. Her first and the team's third. But we've been stuck on 7-5 now for a while as Axtell will work it into the right-hand corner. Get it down to the block to Bellema. Try to dump it inside to Kring, but Scupa's right there. First Axtell turnover. Scupa trying to go coast-to-coast, and she'll be fouled by Wells on the shot. First foul on Kit Wells. Sydney Scupa, who had the first bucket of the ball game, will go to the line to shoot two. Of course, Sydney's older sister, McKenzie, playing down at Southwest Baptist. They came up and beat UNK in conference play on Saturday. As the free throw by Sydney is up, and it is in. Makes it 8-5 in favor of the Mustangs. Second free throw coming up for Scupa. She shoots them right-handed, and it's up and in. So a little unusual. She can go left or right, but he likes to shoot the free throws right-handed. 9-5, Silver Lake now leads it by four. They've scored five in a row here. 1:30 to go in the first quarter. On the left wing with it, Miller. She's open for three. She'll take the three. It's too strong. 0-4 from the outside. Defensive rebound by Sydney Parr. Parr waits for the traffic to clear. Gets it out to Grable across the timeline. Started to attack, then is cut off there by Season Melema. Dabble the post, Scupa, left block, kicks it back out top to Sydney Parr, and she traveled with a basketball. Wanted that quick first step, but took two instead of one, and back over to Axtell. Four turnovers now for the Mustangs, one for Axtell. Kit Wells brings it up the floor. And again, they're not in their game. They score, then they can press for some turnovers, get easy buckets. When you're not scoring, you're not able to get into that mode. So you can go whole quarter, score five, or you can score eight in about a minute. Back over to the wing, Wells. Wells, ball fake, drives in, partially blocked in there by Abby Ehrman, who just checked in. Ball pushed away. Silver Lake comes out of there with it. It's going to be Grable. Slowing it up into the right-hand corner. Scupa comes out and takes it outside of the arc. Back up top to Grable, to Parr. Just running a little screen action down here on the low block. That doesn't work, so Grable comes out and takes it to the top circle, and all over is Hannah Kring. Dribble's been picked up. Scupa has to come all the way out to midcourt to take it. Now she's going to drive it all the way in and score. Well done. I guess if you're going to set a screen at half court, you just well utilize it. Scupa with six, and it's 11-5 now. Silver Lake, 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Wells over to Melema. Open three. Season fires, and that's good. First three-pointer of the ball game. Still a little time here for Silver Lake if they can get it in. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, they turn it over. Miller right underneath the hoop is fouled. Sid Scupa got a little confused about how much time was on the clock and started to make a pass when she had all kinds of time, realized it, turned the ball over, and then committed the foul. And at the line will be Reagan Miller to shoot two, and here you go. Axtell could get 5 points in 10 seconds and make it a one-point game. And the first free throw by Miller is up and no good. So a second one coming. Just 0.2 left, so no matter what happens here, you can't score unless you happen to tip in a missed free throw, which is tough if you're not 6'8". Second free throw for Miller is on the way, and it skips out no good, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. After one, the Silver Lake Mustangs 11 and the Axtell Wildcats 8. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Headley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Headley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Headley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes. First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here at Axtell. Big thank you to Brad Nelson, the athletic director, and his helpers here today. We know Brad is going through some final cancer treatments today, and we wish him nothing but the best in his recovery. And when the first of the year rolls around, back and better than ever. Silver Lake will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Up 11-8. Sydney Scupa with 6 points to lead the way. 3 out of 4 at the line, and they have out-rebounded Axtell 9-6. They've turned it over more, though, 5-1, as we get a foul called on the Wildcats. Reaching in, Kit Wells, her second, team's third. Axtell, two players have scored. Cesar Melamo with 5, Hannah Kring with 3. They're 1 of 5 from three-point land, 1 of 3 from the free throw line. And Silver Lake will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Back door off a couple of cuts. Catching it is going to be Parr. Spins, nice move, and scores. Sydney Parr was well defended when she got the ball initially and then just spun back towards the paint, did a 360, and knocked it down for her first bucket to go along with the free throw, and it's 13-8 in favor of the Mustangs. Hannah Kring, little room to dribble, kicks it out on the wing. Here's Snell for a 3. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Abby Ehrman. Wildcats having problems scoring inside the arc right now, and if they don't get that fixed, it's going to be a long night unless they can really start burying threes, because that's what they're having to settle for right now. And a travel called on Silver Lake. Scupa with a very short breather in between quarters. We'll check back in. 7:07 to go here in the first half. 13-8 in our girls' game. Silver Lake has jumped out to the lead. Boys game will follow around 7:45 tonight, so stay with us for that. Again, Adams Central Sandy Creek also going on right now at PlatteRiverPreps.com or 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Season Melamo, a little shake and bake up top, gives it off to Miller, off the screen, free throw line jumper, no good, fight for the loose ball. Melamo has it, and she will be fouled. It's going to go on Abby Ehrman. Just didn't have enough of the basketball. For a minute there, it looked like we were going to get to jump, but Season ripped it away, and then the foul call. So Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. Melamo just hands it 2 feet in to her sister Sophie, trying to get it back to Season in the corner. It'll be deflected out of bounds. We've got Tri-City Storm hockey tonight. The Storm at home taking on Lincoln at 7:05. That'll be on the Breeze, 94.5. As Axtell stuck in the left-hand corner trying to get an open shot. Melamo will take it from 16. Got it. Season with a 7-point cushion now for her. But Axtell still trailing in the backcourt. The steal is made. Can they get a shot? Season will, and she is fouled. Nice job on the inbounds pass steal by Axtell, and that's a couple times that has happened to Silver Lake. The foul will be called on Jocelyn Grable, her second, team's sixth. And at the line to shoot 2, Season Melamo, her first free throws of the evening. Up and good. We've also got college basketball airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 from the Jimmy V Classic, Villanova and Illinois right now, and then Louisville and Indiana. Second free throw down coming up for Season Melamo. And it's on the way, and no good. Long rebound, fought for, and we're going to get a jump ball. Good job in there by Jordan Popple, who just checked in to get the offensive board, and the arrow points the way of Axtell, so they've got a chance to tie it here with a 2-13-11 Silver Lake. 6:25 to go, second quarter. Inbounds pass comes to the top of the circle, open for a 3. It's Popple off the front of the iron, no good, and the rebound ripped down by Sydney Parr. Par across the timeline as Silver Lake looking for their second bucket here in the quarter. On the wing to Par. Cutter Scupa, right elbow. Nowhere to go. Has to get it back out to Par. Josie's going to fire a 10-foot leaner. No good, and it went out of bounds. To Silver Lake. And they're going to say it was touched by Axtell, apparently. So Silver Lake will get the ball underneath their own hoop. And it'll be Scupa to throw it in. Looking backside, it's not there. Fires it into the right wing to Josie Parr. Bounce pass beautiful into Jordan. She'll be fouled. Sydney Parr will go to the line and shoot two. Good ball movement there between the Parrs. Now we'll see if they can knock home some points here. Foul called on Hannah Kring, her first. Kring, one of the many area ladies selected to the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball game, which will be next July in Lincoln. As the free throw is up, and it is good. Parr's second one, no good, and everybody on the floor fighting for the next one. We're going to get a jump, and that's going to belong to Silver Lake. It was Abby Ehrman that tipped it, and then Sydney Parr got in there and grabbed the board. 5:58 to go, second quarter. Silver Lake ball underneath their own hoop. Again, Scupa tries to go up top and hit the back of the backboard. That's out of bounds. And Silver Lake turns it over. So they're on the right side of the hoop as you would face the court from the baseline. They're looking back door. It's not there, so wanting to throw it out front, kind of forget where you are and whack the back of the glass pretty hard. Axtell with the ball. Sam Trampy is back in, has it on the left wing. Up top to Kring, couple of dribbles to the elbow and hands it off. Melama dribbles into the double team. Good help by the Silver Lake defense. Finally a bounce pass to the bottom of the paint, and grabbing it on the post is going to be Season Melama, and she'll lay it up. She's got 10 of her team's 13 points tonight, and it's 14-13. Scupa dribbles through the pressure, gets it down to Ehrman, goes through her hands. Silver Lake's turnovers are really holding them back right now. Melama trying to go coast to coast. Late dish underneath the Schnell. She's fouled. She'll get two. The foul is on Alyssa Ehrman, and that will be her second. It is the seventh team foul on the Mustangs, who have committed 9 turnovers. Axtell has committed 1. First free throw now is on the way, and Schnell nails it. Her first point, and that'll tie the ball game at 14. And we've got a timeout on the floor brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with 5:17 to go in the first half. Timeout Mustangs, Silver Lake and Axtell tied at 14.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
With our producer engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the Silver Lake timeout, one free throw remaining for Schnell, and it skips out. No good. Sydney Scupa will grab her third rebound. Tied at 14, 5:10 to go, and on the outlet pass, Season Melama picks it off. Turnover number 10. Up the floor, she'll attack and get fouled again. So the momentum has changed right now. And the foul will be on Alyssa Ehrman, her third. And again, remember, Silver Lake's not all that deep for Coach Drake. At the line will be Sophie Melama to shoot two. Well, they're going to call it a 1-1. My bad. They'll call it a 1-1, and it's missed. Rebound brought down by Sydney Parr, her game high sixth. And a foul in the backcourt now on the Wildcats trying to get the steal. This will be on Ashley Schnell, her first. That'll be the team's sixth. So no bonus yet, but a lot of half to go, and we have now started to pile up the fouls. Inbounds pass comes to Ehrman, drives the right side of the lane. No backside help, but missed the layup. Then they're going to call her over the back on the rebound. And that will be her second personal foul, and we'll walk to the other end and shoot the 1-1. Coach Drake didn't like it. He thought the ball came right back to her. So at the line will be Ashley Schnell to shoot another 1-1. She was just there and went 1 of 2. Free throw bouncing around, setting on the rim. It won't go. Scupa grabs the board, and here comes the Mustangs, and they turn it over again. Ball deflected. Pick up Snell. Don't have numbers, so they kick it out to Miller. Now she fires up a three, and it's over everything that time. Rebound brought down by Grable. Silver Lake can't hang on to the ball, and Axtell can't make one right now. And when it's all said and done, we're tied at 14. On the left baseline, picking up her dribble is Sydney Parr. Coming around to help her out is Grable. Grable off the screen, trying to roll it down to her. Instead, takes the 10-footer, no good. Sophie Melamo with her third rebound. Up ahead, they'll go to Popple. Jordan brings it across the timeline and looks for her point guard in Ashley Snell. Snell back over on the wing to Miller. To Melamo. She'll pull up, try that long-range three, and got it. Sophie Melama hits the three, so each one of the girls in Axtell Melama Purple have hit one, and Axtell now with a three-point lead. As Parr brings it up the floor, gives it to Scupa, her pass taken away. Up the floor they come, pop out ahead of the pack. She'll lay it up and score. And it is now 19-14 Axtell, and a timeout going to be taken here by Silver Lake. It was 11-5 Mustang. Since then, a 14-3 run. And with 3:39 to go in the first half of play, Axtell 19, Silver Lake 14. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Well, as we said, once Axtell starts scoring, then they can put the pressure on, and that is what has happened here, is the pressure is on again. This time Silver Lake breaks it, though, gets a layup at the other end, and it's good for Jocelyn Grable on the assist from Ehrman, and that snaps the long run here, the 8-0 run for Axtell. They quickly square up, and Melama's going to try another three-pointer, but that one is off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Grable, and they want to run. Outlet pass into the front court to Parr. Pulls up baseline six-footer is good for Sydney. And out of the timeout, two quick buckets here for Silver Lake to cut it to one. 19-18 Axtell, 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Now we're starting to see the pace pick up a little bit as they rotate around the perimeter. Trampy up front gives it on the weak side to Kring. Hannah's really been a non-factor so far in the game. Dribbles into the paint, tries to get it to Melama. It's deflected, ball's loose. We're going to get a jump. Arrow stays with Axtell. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, preview the boys' game, and let you know what else is going on in the world of sports on this Tuesday. Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. Season Melamo to throw it in. Has to go all the way out to her outlet. Snell brings it to the free throw line and kicks it off to Miller. Left-hand dribble. Pass deflected but run down by Sophie Melamo. Reset it here. Kring way out on the right wing. Dribbles in place and goes back to Miller with 2:35 to go here in a 19-18 ball game. Free throw line. Now back out three, and it's good. The three starting to warm up a little bit here. Reagan Miller will get that one. And it's 22-18. Axtell by four. And the press have the ball knocked away. And I'll tell you what, when this press gets on, it's kind of fun for the fans to watch. Either Axtell is making a steal or Silver Lake's breaking it, and they have layup opportunities. 22-18 Wildcats. 2:16 to go here in the half. Silver Lake will throw it in to Josie Parr. Parr between the circles. They spread it out. Everybody else on the baseline. Now popping out to take it to the right wing will be Grable. They try to set up Scupa, and the ball kicked away. Axtell has been able to change their defense up a little bit and not allow Scupa the free roaming range that she had earlier. And now on the inbound, the backdoor pick open. That's bread and butter. Sydney Parr with 7 points in the quarter. And it is 22-20 on the easy layup. They're all looking at Scoop. Parr got open. Left elbow, it'll be Kring on the pick to Melama. Back out for another three. That time it's no good by Miller. Scoop with the rebound. Quickly out, lets the ball into the front court to Grable. Grable lost her balance, has to kick it back out. Reset it left wing. Here's a long jumper by Grable. It's up and in, and we're tied again. Grable from 16 feet in the left-hand corner. So a little heating up here from the Mustangs with a minute and a half to go here in quarter number two. 22-22. Axtell working it around this 2-3 zone. Dumps it into the corner. Another three. That time it is no good. Hannah Kring wanted to try it. And the rebound brought down by Josie Parr as it came out long. It's one thing that Silver Lake doesn't do. They haven't even attempted a three. Here's a missed shot that is going to be rebounded by Silver Lake and scored. Abby Ehrman on the offensive putback of the Sydney Parr miss. There's six in a row by the Mustangs to regain the lead 24-22. Snell left elbow. Starts to drive, then gives it to Melama, then reaching in to tie her up is Abby Ehrman. That's a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Silver Lake, and that is only the second turnover of the game for Axtell compared to 12 for Silver Lake. So you can tell that they're just not making shots. They're plus 10 in the turnover department. And Silver Lake breaks the press, trying to take it all the way in. Grable from about 6 feet. She throws the right-hand runner up. No good. Rebound by Snell. She wants to push it. Silver Lake gets back defensively. And as she comes to a stop, she drags the pivot foot. Back-to-back turnovers for Axtell. So Silver Lake now looks like they might be able to get that lead into the halftime locker room if they can take care of the ball here. 35 seconds to go against the pressure. Picking up the dribble in the backcourt is Grable to Parr. Josie across the timeline. Lobs it back door. Ehrman's there and good. Great job by the guards right now for Silver Lake. Eight in a row. 26-22 Mustangs. 20 seconds to go in a half. Trampy over to Popple. Everything outside the arc. Trampy starts to drive to the baseline, to the rack. Has her shot blocked in there by Jocelyn Grable. Fight for it. Another jump. Four, five girls on the floor scrapping for the ball. It'll belong to Axtell with 9 seconds remaining in the half. Let's see if Coach Cooksley calls timeout. He hasn't used one yet. Nope, he's got a play set up and ready to go. 9 seconds to go before halftime. Season Melama to throw it in. Kring's double teamed. Out top to Popple. Ball fake. Popple drives. Pulls up. 9-footer. Comes up short. No good. Ball is going to go out of bounds to Silver Lake. Sydney Scupa just boxed out the Axtell defender and let it roll out. 3.7. Let's see if Silver Lake can get a shot away. They get it over here to Grable. Grable up the right-hand side. Well defended. And throws it away as time expires. That's the end of the first half of play. Silver Lake ends the half on an 8-0 run. It's the Mustangs 26 and the Axtell Wildcats 22. It's been a seesaw affair here with both teams having a couple of runs and the longest one belonging to Silver Lake. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up, so stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to Axtell. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball action. No affiliation here tonight. Axtell, Silver Lake, not in the same conference, not in the same class this year. Just a good drive down the road here on this first Tuesday of the season. And at the half, 26-22 in favor of Silver Lake. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Again, Axtell off to a 2-0 start. They were able to down Pleasanton by a score of 39-24 and then score in the final 5 seconds to beat Bertrand by a score of 49-48. For Silver Lake, it came right down to the wire on opening night, but Deschler won 37-33. I think you could go back over the last decade, and just about every one of the scores is in that ballpark, 39-30 or 37-34 or something like that. And then they beat Heartland Lutheran in their home opener, 58-39. For Silver Lake, they will be back in action at Fullerton Friday and then home against Red Cloud on Saturday. They host their own holiday tournament, just like Axtell does. For Axtell, this is two straight at home, and then they will be on the road Friday at Overton, and then a week from Friday, they will be playing at Amherst. A reminder, Sandy Creek and Adams Central also on the airwaves tonight, 1230 AM KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com, where all of our local sports can be heard live and on the podcast after the contest. We'll also have some photos up of tonight's basketball action that is free and downloadable for you to use as you wish on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Boys game is coming up next, and for Silver Lake, 1-1, same story, lost to Deschler, beat Heartland Lutheran. A lot of faces back from last year. They were not a deep team at all last year. The basketball team has taken its lumps the last couple of years after very successful football seasons. Of course, won it all last year, and then were knocked out in the playoffs this year with a very tough draw. And then for Axtell, they're off to a 2-0 start. You can say lucky. They scored the final 14 points on opening night to beat Pleasanton by two, by a score of a 64-62, and then they went out and took care of Bertrand and won that one 58-42. So if they hit their shots, they are a tough team to stop. They still get up and down that floor quickly, but sometimes it's a little too quick and they get into turnover problems. So we'll see how Silver Lake can handle things here tonight in our boys game. Then Thursday, I'll be in Wood River for a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. The Eagles taking on St. Paul, scheduled to start at 6 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. A girls game Thursday night as Adams Central is at Kearney Catholic. Friday on ESPN Radio, Kearney High is at Lincoln High beginning at 5:45 as we bring you both girls and boys basketball all the time. And then that'll be followed on Classic Hits 98.9 Friday, Pleasanton hosting Elwood in a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. And Saturday here on the airwaves, Classic Hits will have an afternoon duel from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Nebraska and Wisconsin wrestle at 6. Over the last few years, they have had quite a few high school duels before that. Class D, number 1, Amherst against Class C, number 2, O'Neill. That'll be at 4 o'clock Saturday here on Classic Hits. And then on ESPN Radio at 5 o'clock on Saturday, Kearney High will be hosting Millard South. And then 1 week from tonight, it's the annual rivalry between Ravenna and Kearney Catholic, the Blue Jays hosting this season. Again, we're here at the half. The Silver Lake girls leading Axtell 26-22. We'll look at the stats right after this.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look at the first half numbers we have. Starting with Axtell, Kit Wells, one rebound. Ashley Snell, 1 point, one rebound. Reagan Miller hit a three-point bucket. She has two rebounds. Jordan Popple, 2 points and a rebound. Hannah Kring, 3 points and a rebound. Season Melba leads the way with 10 points and a rebound. Sophie Melba hit a three-pointer, and she has three rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Free throw shooting, kind of like the rest of the shooting, not where they would like it to be. 1 of 3 in the first quarter, 2 of 6 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 2 of 8 in the second. Turnovers, 1 of the first, 2 in the second. Foul situation, Wells is the only player with 2 fouls. Axtell had 8 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. At the half, 22 points, 10 rebounds. 3 out of 9 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from 3-point land, and 3 turnovers. We'll look at the numbers for Silver Lake right after this.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
First half stats for Silver Lake. It is Josie Parr with 1 rebound. Abby Ehrman, 4 points, a rebound, and a block. Alyssa Ehrman, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Sydney Parr leads the way with 8 points, 6 rebounds. Jocelyn Grable, 6 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. And Sydney Scupa, 6 points all in the first quarter and 5 rebounds. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second, as Silver Lake is controlling the boards 2-1. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first quarter, 1 of 2 in the second. The Mustangs have not attempted a 3-point bucket. Turnovers, that's the one thing the Mustangs have to get under control. 5 in the first, 7 in the second. Foul situation, Alyssa Ehrman with 3, Abby Ehrman and Jocelyn Grable with 2. Silver Lake had 11 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second, and at the half, 26 points, 19 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, no 3-point attempts, 3 blocks, and 12 turnovers. At the half, 1-1 Silver Lake leading 2-0 Axtell, 26-22, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Doug Doodle here at Axtell, ready to start the second half of our girls' game, and Silver Lake will get the ball to start the third quarter, ending the first half on an 8-0 run and leading it 26-22. We'll look at our seeds for success here for the second half, brought to you by Craig Weech, your Pioneer Seed Professional. It's pretty simple, it would appear, as the first shot of the second half is Josie Parr in the paint, got loose, put it up and in, and that equals the biggest lead for Silver Lake, 28-22. I'd have to say that Axtell's ability to score in the half court is going to determine what happens in this second half, because when they were scoring, they were pressing, they were forcing Silver Lake into turnovers and scoring again. When they weren't, Silver Lake was able to dominate in the half court or break the press and score, but 12 turnovers for Silver Lake as Miller drives. She'll put up a runner and score. So Reagan Miller hits the bucket. Each team scores on their opening possession of the second half, and those are our seeds for success, brought to you by Pioneer Seed Representative Craig Weeches. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. As the ball comes inside to Scupa, she'll spin and score on the assist from Grable. Scupa now with 8 points, 30-24, Silver Lake. Wildcats with the ball between the circles. Melema sees it down to Sophie, backs her way in, puts it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Josie Parr. Her second up the floor. They go to Grable, and she'll take it all the way in and score. Balanced attack right now for Silver Lake, an 8-point lead, 32-24, as they hustle the ball up the floor with Kit Wells. but cannot attack the baseline. So back to Melama. Dribbles into the right-hand corner. Back out to Welsh. They haven't been able to get her on track. Good job of switching there on the matchup zone here. Kind of almost a diamond and one as they're sagging off, but trying to make sure they know where Season Melama is now that she is the high scorer. They've played zone a lot. They're in that man right now. On the wing, Miller. Top of the circle, wide open, but does not shoot the three. Then tries to throw it to Sophie over here in the right-hand corner. She tracks it down. Outlet pass, top of the key, knocked away. Knocked away by Alyssa Ehrman. She'll run it down to the deep left-hand corner. Hit the trailer, lay it up, bouncing around and in. Couldn't tell if it was Scupa or if it was Grable. They were right next to each other in about six girls in the paint, but I believe it was Scupa. Had a travel called on Axtell. So 10 for Scupa. And 8 points already here in the first 2:15 of the third quarter for Silver Lake, and they are now up by 10, 34-24. And they are on a 16-2 run. They break the press. Scupa down the right side of the lane. Puts a shoulder down, lays it up and in. Sydney Scupa creating some separation. Coach Cooksley wants a charge. Maybe next time they will call it kind of one of those 50-50 calls. And Axtell is going to go ahead and use a timeout just as they bank in a three-pointer. Kelly Cooksley throws his hands in the air and says that's the way it's going right now. So a full-length timeout for Axtell with just over 5 minutes remaining here in quarter number three. A hot start for Silver Lake. It's the Lady Mustangs 36 and Axtell 24. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here from Axtell. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Axtell from half court throws it all the way down low. Crane's got it. Dribbles right around the defender, Scupa, and then a backside foul as the bucket goes. Trying to come around and steal it away was Josie Parr. She picks up her first personal foul. And Hannah Crane has her first bucket since the first quarter, which was also a three-point play. She'll try and do it again here. And the free throw by Kring is good. So 6 points for Hannah. And it is 36-27. Silver Lake presses on. Zone press. Ehrman drops the ball. She's trapped right in that death corner. But wrap around. Gets it over to Parr. Sydney underneath. Scupa. That time it won't roll over the rim. And a rebound brought down by Season Melama. Melama pushes it up the floor. Lobs it into Kring. In traffic. Turns. Scores. And draws the foul. Kring did a great job to go up in the middle of three defenders and haul that ball in, and then find a way to score back-to-back buckets for Hannah Crane. So the game of streaks continues right now, and the foul's on Jocelyn Grable, her third. Crane's free throw is in and out that time, no good, and the rebound brought down by Alyssa Ehrman. Silver Lake 36, Axtell 29. Parr trapped in the backcourt to Grable. Back out to Parr. Axtell really getting aggressive here, and a travel going to be forced. So here you are. This is what we were talking about in those seeds of success. Putting the pressure on. If Silver Lake handles the pressure, they're going to win. If they don't, big time help for Axtell, plus that half-court defense. High 1-4 here for the Wildcats against man-to-man pressure. Most of it was zone in the first half for Silver Lake. Holding the ball is Ashley Snell. Tries to force it inside, and they're going to call Scupa with a reach-around foul. Sydney with her second personal foul, third team foul. Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. Season Melama to throw it in. Looking back door, wide open, foul called, is going to send Ashley Snell to the line. And right now Silver Lake's getting caught flat-footed. Now again, they're not very deep. I don't want to say they're tired, but they're not in this half court on their toes like they were coming out of the locker room. The foul called on Scupa back-to-back. That's her third. But the free throw is no good by Snell. And that's another spot the Wildcats struggled in the first half. They were just 3 of 9. And now they are 4 of 12. Second free throw. Snell puts it up. That's not going to get there. So come over to Silver Lake. And Abby Ehrman has checked back in for Scupa. So you got both the Ehrmans, both the Pars, and Grable out there. For the Wildcats, you've got Popple, along with Snell, Wells, Kring, and Season Melima. Pressure onto the back court. The ball picked off, and Season Melima goes in for the layup and scores, and it is a five-point game. Uncanny how this game has been played by both teams. Somebody's hot, the next one's not, and driving down the baseline, a blocking foul going to be called as Josie Parr said, I'm going to make the ref blow the whistle. He's either going to call me out of bounds or he's going to call a blocking foul. And a blocking foul it is. Now, the first four fouls of the half were on Silver Lake. That's the first one on Axtell. And it goes on Season Melima. It's also her first individually. So the 12-point lead has now been whittled to five. Silver Lake now going to try and find a way to get their game going again in the half court. Josie Parr all by herself on the left wing, working on Popple. Kind of dribbles, crossover, and back up top. On the wing, they'll go to Sidney Parr. There's the pick. Grable tried the pick and roll. Parr dribbles into the paint. Lost the handle. It goes right into the hands of Ehrman, and a travel is called. Turnover number three of the half. 15 of the game of the Mustangs. And Axtell playing catch-up again. Has scored seven in a row, and they've got the ball. Silver Lake has the lead, 36-31. 3:45 to go in the third. High post with it is Sophie Melima. On the left elbow, looks down low, but doesn't like what she sees. Back up top, Popple. Back down to Melima. Sophie backs her way in off the right baseline. She'll spin it up and score. And Axtell has almost come all the way back in this short amount of time. 2 minutes, they have went on a 9-0 run, but now Grable breaks the press. Bounce pass underneath to Ehrman, didn't take it. Gives it to her sister, puts it up, no good. Rebound falls into the hands of Grable, and she'll lay it up and in, and that is what Silver Lake needed. That breaks the 9-0 run by Axtell. 38-33, Silver Lake, 3:10 to go, third quarter. It's entertaining here in the second half, there's no doubt about it. Melima against the man-to-man, rotating into the left-hand corner to Miller. Miller, crossover, stops there, goes back to Sophie Melima, up to Popple. Ball fake over to Season on the right wing. Off the screen, couldn't go anywhere. Gives it right back in the deep right-hand corner. And dribbling out of there will be Popple. Now hands it off to Snell. Finds a seam by the left side of the lane. She'll lay it up and in at a timeout. Axtell, they score. They'll take the timeout here. It'll be a 30-second to readjust, but they were down 12 less than 3 minutes ago. And now Silver Lake has just a three-point lead. 2:40 to go in the third quarter of play. Silver Lake 38, Axtell 35. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Back with you here at Axtell, where Silver Lake will face pressure out of the timeout and have it picked away. Crossover dribble taken right in mid-bounce there by Season Melima. A three would actually tie it here, and Papa will take the three, but it's too strong. And the rebound run down by Jocelyn Grable, and Silver Lake now has to just find a way to settle it down. They've done better in the half court in the first half, but not so much here in the last 4 minutes. Baseline drive. It spins out for Sidney Parr. The ball tipped away. Josie Parr able to grab it. A second chance opportunity here for the Mustangs, and they'll reset. Back up top to Grable. To Josie Parr. First three of the game. It is no good. Long rebound out top. Grabbed there by Sidney Parr. A third chance. Into the low paint. The ball is going to be knocked away. Scupa ends up on the ground. Steal is made. Season Melima gives it off to the trailer. Kring. Left-hand layup is good. Hannah Kring with 7 in the quarter now, 10 in the game. It's a one-point contest, 38-37, all kinds of time here in the third quarter. Another blocking foul trying to trap and secure the sideline here from Sydney Parr. She went right by him, and the hip check called. It'll go on Season Melima, her second. She has both fouls in the second half called here on Axtell. 1:39 before the third quarter expires. Can Silver Lake maintain the lead, which was as much as 12 earlier in the quarter, to Scupa? Pick and roll. She's double teamed. Has to kick it back out top to Parr. Good defense collapsing there by Axtell. But they're really going to try and work Scupa, get her open, pop her up to the top of the circle. Sydney gives it over on the left wing, trying to set that screen. And a timeout going to be called here by Silver Lake. They will only have two remaining. Josh Drake says we're going to use a full-length timeout. 1:18 remains in the third quarter of play. It is Silver Lake 38, Axtell 37. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Keene, Roseland, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth out of the Silver Lake timeout. Scupa up top. Three-pointer is cast up by Ehrman. No good. Comes off the glass hard. Trampy's able to dive on the ground and just hold on until a teammate can come get it, and they'll run the other way. Popple in the paint. As it knocked out of her hands, steal is made there by Alyssa Ehrman, and then a foul called on Axtell trying to get the ball back. Ehrman got right in there, got her hand on it, knocked it away. Foul on Axtell. Will be on Hannah Kring, her second. 1 minute remains here in quarter number three, and a one-point Mustang lead, 38-37, but they were up 12. It was a four-point lead at the half. Sydney Parr into the front court, through traffic, stops, puts it up from seven, and it rolls around and in. Parr with her first bucket of the second half, but she has 10 points and seven boards so far, and it's 40-37. Silver Lake, 40 seconds to go as Axtell works it around the perimeter. Popple into the right-hand corner to Sophie Melima. Starts to drive into the paint. Back up top, Snell. Thought about the three. Gives it back to Melima. Up top, they'll go Trampy. Starts to drive. Draws the double team out to Popple. Three-pointer is too strong. Hannah Kring got the rebound. Back up and in. It came off so strong that Hannah Kring was able to grab it. 15 seconds to go here in quarter number three. And the ball nearly stolen away, but Hannah Kring stepped out of bounds. 11 seconds to go, 40-39, Silver Lake here in the third quarter. Silver Lake hoping to get the last shot here and hoping to cash in. At midcourt, Parr will throw it in to Alyssa Ehrman. Top of the circle with nine. Dribbles to the right baseline, all the way underneath. There's nowhere to go, and she's going to be called for a travel. Tried to get to the right block, throw it around the defender to the left block to Scupa, but shuffled the feet. And you have 4 seconds here for Axtell. Silver Lake not playing any backcourt defense, so they'll roll it. And Kit Wells will get it about half court, take a dribble into the corner. Miller, three at the horn. It's good! Reagan Miller with a step back three, hits a three at the horn. And Silver Lake's got to learn to play a little defense there with 4 seconds to go. That allowed Axtell to get it all the way up the floor and get a look. So at the end of three quarters of play, Axtell wipes out that 12-point deficit. It's the Wildcats 42, Silver Lake 40 on Classic Hits.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Time to get the fourth quarter underway. Axtell will get the ball after hitting a three at the third quarter horn, and now they're up two. They were down by 12 at 36-24. And they have went on an 18-4 run to end the quarter, outscored Silver Lake 20-14 in quarter number three after Silver Lake got off to such a good start. Now Wells finds some room on the right baseline. The runner won't go. She has been shut out so far tonight, and then trying to get the rebound. Going to be called for the foul. Scupa grabs her sixth board. Kit with her third foul. Each team with four fouls here in the second half. For Silver Lake, Scupa 12 points. Grable and Sydney Parr 10 each. For Axtell, Hannah Kring, Season Melamo with 12. Reagan Miller with 8. 42-40. Silver Lake now finds themselves behind as Josie Parr pulls up from 11. It's no good. High in the air. Sydney Parr got it. Somehow kept her balance, shot no good, then Scupa gets it, and she is fouled. Sydney Parr has done an outstanding job on the glass all night long and kept it alive for Scupa to go to the line. Scupa is 2 of 2 way back in the first quarter, 6 of the first, 6 of the third, and that's her 12 points. The foul called on Sophie Melamo was her second, and this free throw clangs around and will not go. Don't forget the boys' game will follow. So keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9. Second free throw is no good. And the rebound brought down by Reagan Miller. Miller across the timeline. Stops in the center circle. Between the arcs, they're going to get everybody outside here. Trying to get that backdoor cutter. Miller on the right wing. Brings it over to Wells. Quick three for Kitt. It's too strong, no good. They're 4 of 17 from downtown. The rebound, Sydney Parr, and that is her ninth. Right-hand corner, Scupa, nowhere to go that time. We'll kick it back out. So the scoring slowing down for the first time in the second half. Nobody's got anything here in the first 90 seconds. Scupa drives, draws the double team, bounce pass. Oh, there was a double dribble that they missed. Silver Lake, oh, they're going to get the bucket on a flat-out miss on the double dribble there. Sydney Parr will tie it at 42. As Miller brings it into the front court, reverse it over to the left elbow. Season Melamo back out to Wells. One dribble to the right elbow, and they'll reset Hannah Kring out front. Hannah hands it off to Season. Melamo, a couple of dribbles, trying to get closer into the paint. Wells is there, nine-footer, bank, rattle, no. It pops out to Jocelyn Grable, her seventh rebound. 42 all, 6 minutes to go in a game here on Classic Hits. Pick and roll down low, foul called. Sydney Parr will go to the line and shoot two. Plays are drawn up. They're running them. A lot better execution here in the second half as the foul is called on Season Melamo, her third, all in this half. And at the line, Sydney Parr to shoot two. She's 2 of 4 at the line, and now she's 2 of 5. Coming into this quarter, Silver Lake was 4 of 6 at the line, and Axtell was 4 of 13. You would think that Silver Lake would have more inside presence, but that has not happened. Second free throw on the way, and that is good. So Parr continues to make 1 out of 2. She now has 13 points, 43-42 Silver Lake. As Axtell brings it into the front court with Miller, dishes it off to Popple, open but doesn't look to shoot. Jordan gets rid of it. Now Kring to the free throw line. Back to Miller. Weak side, right side. Step back, didn't take it. And the outlet pass knocked away. And the steal will be made here by Sydney Parr. That's just the seventh turnover for Axtell. Grable all the way down, lays it up and in. A dozen for Grable. And when they can get in space, they are really good in transition basketball so far tonight. 45-42. Axtell now down three as Kring finds a seam, puts a 10-footer up. It rolls off the rim, no good. Grable with rebound number eight. And here comes another Silver Lake run, potentially a three-pointer at the top. Rattles in and out from Grable, no good. And the rebound will be grabbed in the corner. Looks like that's Reagan Miller. All the way to the free throw line. Stops, pops, short. Wildcats try to grab it, and Snell somehow finds her way through there. Bounce pass out to Popple, 15-footer no good, and now the shots are coming maybe a little too quick, and it's no good. Silver Lake into the front court. Quickly to the baseline. Nearly stolen away. Ehrman fires and got it. Second bucket for Alyssa Ehrman. Seven straight now by Silver Lake, and they're back up 47-42 with 4.5 to go. Axtell has three timeouts remaining. Silver Lake two. Miller open three. Sets, fires. Good rotation, but it came up a little short. And Alyssa Ehrman will get the rebound. Silver Lake, though, throws it away, trying to get up the floor. And after a long run here with no break, we're going to get some substitutions. Silver Lake, that's their first turnover of the fourth quarter. And I believe that's the longest stretch we've played without a Mustang turnover, 3 minutes and 43 seconds. It is the 19th turnover for the Mustangs. 4-10 and counting. Kit Wells dribbles it into the front court. 47-42 Silver Lake. The Mustangs trying to stay on top here. The Wildcats trying to stay undefeated. With it in the right-hand corner is Popple. Back up top, Snell to Wells. Drive and dish. Popple back out top. They have got away from the post, and Hannah Kring's on the bench right now. Popple, skip pass over the top. Good defense, Silver Lake. Trampy. Left wing, Snell sees a little room and keeps dribbling in. Wrap around pass to Melima. She's fouled on the way up. Way to stay with it for Ashley Snell, and now it's up to making some free throws, and still no points here in the fourth quarter for Axtell. 4.5 minutes in, and they have yet to score. And they're going to need to here. The fourth foul on Alyssa Ehrman. And the free throw no good. Axtell is going to have to make free throws. They are not doing it. 4 of 14. Can't win shooting free throws, no matter at what level. Second free throw in and out, no good. Nobody there but Jocelyn Grable for her ninth rebound. And now Silver Lake can break the press, a blocking foul. Both players are wiped out. Foul's going to be on Jordan Popple, her first. And that is the team's seventh. So now we're in a 1-1 situation with 3.5 to go. Kring will re-enter here. And at the line is Josie Parr. She has not been to the line yet tonight. Has just 2 points so far on the evening. And the front end of the 1-1 is no good. And it'll be Sophie Melima to grab her fourth rebound. Up the floor quickly. Kit Wells down to Kring. Handles it. Goes up for the shot. And a foul going to be called. And that'll be the fourth on Scupa. For a minute, it looked like that ball was going to slide right through Kring's hands. And Scupa went for it. And then when Kring grabbed it, she was just a tad bit out of position, and now two shots coming up for Hannah Kring, who had 9 of her 12 points in the third quarter, but the free throw is no good. Second free throw will be coming up here as we get some more substitutions. And still looking for their first point of the fourth quarter as that free throw comes up short. And Silver Lake, well, it looks like they weren't ready yet, so they say we're going to reshoot the basketball. All right, lane violation. And this time it's in and out again. And the rebound brought down by Sydney Parr, her 10th. She's got a double-double with 13 points, 10 rebounds. Backcourt pressure being assessed here. But across the timeline, Grable then dribbled it off her foot. It's loose on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Silver Lake. 3:12 remains in the game. Silver Lake has outscored Axtell 7-0 here in the fourth quarter after they scored 20 in the third. 47-42, Silver Lake. And then we'll dump it into the right-hand wing to Parr. Back in the corner to Grable. One dribble. Now he's going to need some help. Finally, Sydney Parr comes over there. It didn't look like anybody realized that she had lost her dribble. 3 minutes to go. 47-42 Mustangs, par between the circles. Dribbles right, dribbles into the corner, picks it up. 2:50 to go. Both teams are in the 1-1. Tie-up goes to Axtell. Good job of milking clock right now by Silver Lake. Running their offense, staying crisp outside the arc. Silver Lake's already facing a man-to-man. Grable now trying to back it in on Kring, kicks it out. Little hand check, bounce pass down low, got out of Ehrman's hands, grabs it, and a timeout will be called here by Silver Lake right before they make a bucket. But Coach Drake saw the writing on the wall of a turnover and decided to use a 30-second timeout. He will have one remaining. 2:20 to go in the ball game. 47-42 Silver Lake on Classic Hits.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
2:29, the official time remaining here in our girls' regulation. Silver Lake ball underneath their own hoop, leading Axtell 47-42. They were up 12 in the third quarter. Then Axtell went on an 18-4 run, and they haven't scored since. 7-0 to start the fourth by Silver Lake. Scoop of dribbles to the left elbow and gives it off to Parr. Against the man-to-man. Silver Lake being extra patient. Let's see when the Wildcats take a chance and go after a ball here. 2:10, Josie Parr on the right wing. Miller tries to knock at it, can't quite grab it. Back out to Alyssa Ehrman. The original five starters are on the floor. Now we got a hand check foul up top. And it's going to be on Kit Wells, and that's her fourth. And that's not what Axtell wanted. You don't want Wells fouling, and you don't want to foul 28 feet away from the hoop. But I think Kit was looking around like as if somebody was yelling to foul. Well, you don't have to do that with 2:05, so she'll come out. Papa will come in. They'll discuss it and get him on the next one. Sydney Parr, the 1-1, and it is up. No good. Papa will get the rebound, and Jordan has possession here for Axtell. Brings it into the front court. Axtell has to remember there's plenty of time, and so does Silver Lake. Just continue to play basketball with 2 minutes to go. But at some point, obviously, Axtell's got to score. Kring top of the circle. Gives it to Season Melima. Pushes it down the right baseline. Just barely stayed in. Kicked it out top. Miller for three. It's good. That's the last points that they got. It was a three at the third quarter horn by Miller. And the next points are a three with 1:43 remaining. And the fifth main three of the ball game for Axtell. And very rarely can you go that long and still be in a ball game. But Axtell is. Axtell calls timeout. They'll have two remaining. 1:43 to go in the game. Silver Lake has the ball at a 47-45 lead. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
We are back to action. Silver Lake basketball out of the timeout of Axtell off the made three. They break the pressure this time, and across the timeline they come. Ehrman has it. 90 seconds remain and a two-point Silver Lake lead over on the left wing. Grable unguarded, and now Snell will come over. Wells is still out there with the four fouls. Coach Cooksley elected to leave her out there. Back over the right wing, Alyssa Ehrman. Axtell trying to come out and play defense. Scupa way out top. Started to drive on Kring. The opening was there, but that's not the play they wanted. Axtell's got to continue to play good defense, and they come out and foul the unintentional. And that's on Ashley Snell, her second. And they're just looking at the numbers now. Sydney Parr is 3 of 7 at the line, has 13 points. She's there for the front end of a 1-1. It is on the way, and it is no good, but a long rebound, fought for, and a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Axtell as Scupa and Wells, and Scupa, the taller, stronger of those two, almost ripped Wells' arm up when they were trying to tug for the ball there. But Kit Wells will get credit and a chance to tie for Axtell. Can Silver Lake overcome a ton of missed free throws? They're 1 of 7 of the fourth quarter from the line. A minute to go. 47-45 season. Melama gives it off to Schnell. Rotate it right side to Miller, who's hit her last couple of threes. Back up top, they'll go to Popple. Dribbles to the right elbow with 45 seconds to go. Season Melama off the right side, trying to get to the baseline. She's double-teamed and dribbles out of there with the left hand. Between the circles, Schnell, they'll reset to Miller. It's all about patience right now. And the ball thrown away. Miller was trying to get it over here to Schnell, and Schnell had started to cut. Turnover Axtell, 31 seconds to go. Still a lot of time in this game. Silver Lake to throw it into the backcourt. Looking, Sydney Parr, looking. Throws it in deep, gets it to Alyssa Ehrman, and then a foul with 28 seconds in the backcourt. So Ehrman will now go to the line. Alyssa has not been to the line. This is the 9th team foul. Reagan Miller with her first. They are going to say it's her 10th, okay? 10th team foul, so 2 free throws coming up for Ehrman in a 2-point game, 47-45. And the first free throw is on the way. It spins out, no good. She is just 1 of 2 at the line for the year. In fact, in their first 2 games, Silver Lake has only attempted 14 free throws and made 5 of them. Nobody has made more than 2, so who do you foul? 28 seconds remaining. Second free throw, Ehrman. It's up, it's good, and it's a 3-point game. 5 points for Alyssa. 28 seconds to go. Let's see what Axtell does. Kit Wells, she's on the line. They call it a 3. It doesn't matter. It's no good. Hannah Crane got the rebound, and a timeout going to be called here by Axtell. Hannah Crane goes high in the air to get the long rebound off the missed 3. And with 21 seconds remaining in the game, Axtell and Silver Lake each have 1 timeout remaining. 21 seconds to go. It is Silver Lake 48, Axtell 45. Axtell ball when we come back.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Well, let's see how Kelly Cooksley and the Axtell Lady Wildcats decide to play this. They have time to not shoot a 3. 21 seconds, and they've got a timeout. They put all their girls at half court like they do for most of their inbounds. It'll be Season Melamed to lob it in up top. They'll get it to Miller. Miller off the screen. She'll shoot the 3. It's on the way. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Scupa is going to grab the rebound, but she fell, and a foul will be called. She was losing her balance, but Axtell didn't have the chance to pull back there. They knew they needed to foul right away. And Scupa will go to line to shoot 2. Made her first 2, missed her next 2. 15 seconds to go, but if she hits either one, that's about going to do it because it makes it a 2-possession ball game. Sydney Scupa puts the free throw up, and it is good. Don't forget the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show with all the final numbers when we are done. 49-45 Silver Lake. Second free throw up. Good. 50-45. Now Axtell needs a quick bucket, and then they hit it off their toe. It goes off Silver Lake, though, and out of bounds. Kit Wells just about took out assistant coach Arnold down there trying to save it. Now it's their ball at midcourt with 14. Wildcats just need any bucket here. Kit Wells over to Snell. Back over to Miller. Miller takes a long 3. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Wells. She throws it back into the court of play. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the ball game. And Silver Lake comes on the road and is able to survive that 18-4 run by Axtell and pick up a 50-45 victory, outscoring Axtell 10-3 in the fourth quarter. We'll be back with all the numbers on the New West Postgame Show right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to Axtell. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, athletic department here at Axtell for their hospitality. It is time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. The final numbers for the Axtell Lady Cats look like this. They had a total of 6 players score. Ashley Snell, 3 points and 2 rebounds. Kit Wells shut out tonight, which is unusual. She had 3 rebounds. Reagan Miller, 11 points, including 3 threes. She had 4 rebounds. Sam Trampy, 1 rebound. Jordan Popple, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Hannah Kring tied for the team high with 12 points. 9 of those were in the third quarter. She had 3 rebounds. Season Melima, 12 points, 2 rebounds, and Sophie Melima, 5 points and 4 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting for the Cats, 3 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 13 in the first half, 2 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers was where Axtell did the best. They took care of the ball, 3 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Axtell had 22 points at halftime. They scored 23 in the second half, but 20 in the third and only 3 in the fourth. The Cats finished with 45 points, 21 rebounds, 4 out of 17 at the free throw line, 5 of 22 from three-point land, and 8 turnovers as Axtell suffers their first loss of the year to drop to 2-1, and they will play back in conference 2 road games before the holiday tournament. And that actually is before the holidays, the 22nd and 23rd here at Axtell. They'll play at Overton Friday and at Amherst a week from Friday. We'll look at the final numbers for Silver Lake after this on the New West postgame show.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Now let's take a look at the final numbers for Silver Lake. They had 6 players score as well in a basketball game. Josie Parr had 2 points and 4 rebounds. Abby Ehrman had 4 points, 1 rebound, and a block. Alyssa Ehrman, 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Sydney Parr led the way with a 13-point, 10-rebound performance today. And right there with her, Jocelyn Grable, 12 points, 9 rebounds, and a block. And the game's leading scorer, Sydney Scupa, 14 points and 8 rebounds. 19 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting 4 of 6 in the first half, but just 4 of 11 in the second half. That was all in the fourth quarter. 3-point shots, 0 of 2 in the third quarter and 0 of 1 in the third. They didn't even attempt one in the first half of play. Turnovers for Silver Lake, 12 in the first half, and 7 in the second half, but only 1 in that fourth quarter. And that was one of the big reasons Silver Lake was able to hang on and win it. 26 points in the first half, 24 in the second half. And the Mustangs finished with 50 points, 36 rebounds, 8 out of 17 at the free throw line, 0 of 3 from three-point land, 4 blocks, 19 turnovers. And Silver Lake improves to 2-1 on the season with a 50-45 win against Axtell. Silver Lake, 2 more games this week. They play at Fullerton on Friday. And after that road trip, they come home to take on Red Cloud Saturday, a week from Friday on the 19th. They will host Kennesaw. We're about 20 minutes away from opening tip of the boys' game. 1-1 Silver Lake, 2-0 Axtell. And that game will tip off at about 7:55. Don't forget Sandy Creek Adams Central also playing tonight on 1230 KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West, here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today as Silver Lake wins it 50-45. We're back in 15 minutes with boys action here on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.